Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, friends, and thank you to tuning in to Old Testament Survey, brought to you by Ames International Christian College. You can go to freebiblecollege.com, and you can get all the material for free. And you can study along, you can call in, and we will get after it. Today we're going to do a study on the Old Testament. And today we're going to introduce chapter 1, Introducing the Bible. Upon completion, you will be able to write key verses from memory, define the word Bible, define the word Scripture, explain the origin of the Bible, identify the major purposes of the Bible, identify the Old and New Testaments as the two major divisions of the Bible, name the four divisions of the Old Testament books, name four divisions of the New Testament books, and explain what it means, what is meant by the unity and diversity of the Bible. You'll also be able to identify the person whom the revelation of both Testaments center. Now, 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. This chapter introduces the Bible, which is written, the written word of the one true God. The word Bible means books. The Bible is one volume which consists of 66 separate books. The word Scripture is also used to refer to God's word. This word comes from the Latin word which means writing. When the word Scripture is used with a capital S, it means sacred writings of the one true God. The word Bible is not used in the Bible. It is a word that was selected by men as a title for all God's words. The Bible is the written word of God. He inspired the words in the Bible and used approximately 40 different men to write down his words. These men wrote over a period of 1,500 years. The perfect agreement of these writers is one proof that they all were guided by a single author. That author was God. Some of the writers wrote down exactly what God said. Jeremiah 36:2, take thee a roll of a book and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel. Now, a roll in a book, and it was made out of usually sheepskin, and that's what the Torah was and we'll find out later that that's what the Torah was written on, and the Dead Sea Scrolls were found on that type of parchment. Other writers wrote what they experienced or what God revealed concerning the future. Write these things, Revelation 1:19, write these things thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. All of the writers wrote under God's inspiration the words of his message for us. The purpose of the Bible itself records its main purpose. And you can take a look at it in 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All Scripture is given by the inspiration, and this is the Scripture that you have to memorize of chapter 1. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for the doctrine, for the reproof, for the correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Let me read that again, the last part of that. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's 2 Timothy 3:16-17. The scriptures are to be used to teach doctrine, to reprove and correct from evil, and to teach righteousness. They will help you live right and equip you for God's work, because the Lord has a plan for each and every one of us. There are major divisions in the Bible. The major divisions are these. The Bible is divided into two major sections called the Old Testament and New Testament. The word means covenant. A covenant is an agreement. The Old Testament records God's original covenant or agreement with man. The New Testament records the new and everlasting covenant by God through his Son, Jesus. Now, folks, go to the library and find, online or Amazon and find a book, and I have to get it from my old teachers in Florida, it's a book on covenants, and it's a really good book. And next show, I'll make sure I have that for you so you can get it and understand what the covenants meant from the beginning to the end, okay? Now, what was the subject of these two agreements? They both concern restoring sinful man to the right relationship of God. God made a law that sin can only be forgiven through the shedding of blood, right? And back in the Old Testament, they would sacrifice animals. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There's no forgiveness. That's in Hebrews 9:22. Under God's agreement in the Old Testament, blood sacrifices of animals were made by man to obtain forgiveness for sin. This was a symbol of the blood sacrifice Jesus Christ would provide under the new agreement with God. Through the birth, life, and death, and resurrection of Jesus, a final sacrifice for sin was made. Hebrews 9, chapter 9, verse 11 through 15 says, "But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth, to purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of the eternal inheritance." Both testaments are the word of God. We must study both in order to understand God's message. The term Old and New Testaments are used to distinguish between God's agreement with man before and after the death of Jesus Christ. We do not disregard the Old Testament because it's simply called old. And so many people just absolutely do not go into the Old Testament. And if you start in the Garden of Eden, right, that's the Edenic covenant. And if you just mark down in each chapter when you find the covenant God has made with man, you will see that God is marching down through time to the everlasting covenant which he made with man. And he finally, the redemption of the purchased possession of Jesus Christ. The Bible is further divided into 66 books. The Old Testament has 39 and the New Testament has 27. Each book is divided into chapters and verses. Although the content of each book is the Word of God, the division into chapters and verses was made by man to make it easy to locate specific passages. It would be very difficult to find a passage if the books were not all one long paragraph. Here's a simple diagram to show the basic divisions of the Bible. Now, folks, like I said, go to freebiblecollege.com, sign up and register. It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. Okay? Now, if you want the college credits where you can end up with a bachelor's degree and pay $422, I think it is, and you can have your transcripts, plus you'll get a diploma, okay, in biblical theology, a bachelor's degree in biblical theology. The Bible is united in content. Even though the Bible was written by many writers over many years, there are no contradictions. One author does not contradict any of the others. The Bible includes discussion of hundreds of controversial subjects. A controversial subject is one that creates different opinions when mentioned. Excuse me. Yet the writers of the Bible spoke on such subjects with harmony, from the first book of Genesis to the last book of Revelation. This was possible because there was really only one author, and that's God. The writers only recorded the message under his direction and inspiration. For this reason, the content of the Bible is united. Let me tell you something, folks. You can go over that Bible and you can throw together just about any scripture from any book together. You pick one here, pick one there, and it will flow because it's inspired word of God. Two, the Bible is united in theme. Some people think the Bible is a collection of 66 separate books on different subjects. They do not realize that the Bible is united by a major theme from beginning to end. The Bible reveals God's special purpose, which is summarized in the book of Ephesians. Okay? Ephesians 1, 9 through 11. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to the good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. The Bible reveals the mystery of God's plan, which is the unifying theme of the Bible. Excuse me. The revelation of Jesus Christ as the Savior of sinful mankind. Jesus explained how the Old Testament centered on him. Luke 24:44, he said unto them, there are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. With this introduction, Jesus continued in Luke 24:45, opened he their understanding that they may understand the scriptures. What was key, Jesus gave them to understanding the scriptures, the fact that is a major theme focused on him. Luke 24:46-48, thus it is written, thus it is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and the repentance and the remissions of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of all these things. The Old Testament tells us, the Old and New Testaments both tell the story of Jesus. The Old Testament prepares us for its happening, and the New Testament tells us how it's going to happen. This unites the Bible in one major theme. People who look forward to Jesus under the Old Testament were saved from their sins through faith in God's promise. Everyone who looks back to it and having been fulfilled in Jesus Christ is saved. Remember that. Everyone who looks back to it as having been fulfilled in Jesus Christ is saved in the same way, through faith that it happened just as God promised. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Diversity of the Bible. When we speak of the diversity of the Bible, we mean that the Bible has variety. It records different ways in which God dealt with people and the different ways in which they responded to him. The Bible was written in different moods. Some portions express joy, while others reflect sorrow. The Bible includes different types of writing. It contains history, poetry, prophecy, letters, adventure, parables, miracles, and love stories. Because of its variety, the Bible has been further divided into major groups of books. The Old Testaments are divided into four major groups: law, history, poetry, and prophecy. The books of the law, pay attention, the books of the law are the five books of the law. These are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. These books record the creation of man in the world by God and the early history of man. They tell how God raised up the nation of Israel as a people through which he could reveal himself to the nations of the world. These books record the laws of God. The best known parts are the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, verse 3 through 17. The greatest of all commandments are Deuteronomy 6, 5. The second greatest commandment is Leviticus 19, 18. Open your Bible to these testaments. And we're going to go do that right now. Now, the books of history, 12 books of history in the Old Testament, names of the books of history are Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. That's a great book, Esther. That's I'd talk about a Lord having put one sideways on somebody. Locate these books in your Bible. They are found right after the books of the law. The books of history cover a thousand-year history of God's people, Israel. Naturally, they do not tell everything that happened. I mean, you know, think about it. I mean, do the math. If we actually wrote down every jot and tittle of God's word, you couldn't store it anywhere. You really couldn't. Okay? Now, let's take a look at Deuteronomy 6, 5. And this is the first greatest commandment. Okay? And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy might. Okay? Remember that. Write that down. Make him first. That is the greatest key that you'll ever get out of here. You put God first in your life and everything will fall into place. Take a look at Leviticus. Leviticus, where are you? I can't read. there you are. Okay, Leviticus 19, verse 18. And the second greatest commandment: thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Now, you know, if you guys think about this for a minute, let's get off the text here for a second. You know, if the world would have followed those two commandments, those two, think about the kind of world we'd be living in. But unfortunately, we live in a fallen world. And without God, you can't stand a snowball's chance. So, the books of history cover a thousand years of history of God's people, Israel. Naturally, they don't tell everything, but they record major events on how and show the results of both following and ignoring God's law. The books of poetry. There are five books of poetry: Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Solomon, Song of Solomon. These books are the worship books of God's people, Israel. Still are used in worship by believers today. Turn to Psalms 23 and read it. For I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. That's that one. This is an example of a beautiful worship poetry contained in these books. The books of prophecy. Folks, and I hope you're really getting, you know, learning about God's word. If you're getting something out of this, send me an email to visionarychristianchurch@gmail.com. And let me know how it's inspired you, or if you have any questions, or you know, you will want to give your heart to Jesus. You know, I'll send you a new believer's packet. And we'll get to that at the end of the message. The books of prophecy, the Old Testament, are divided into two groups, which are called major and minor prophetical books. This does not mean that the major prophets are more important than the minor prophets. The title simply is used because the major prophets are longer books and the minor prophets are shorter. There are 17 books of prophecy in the Old Testament, and here are the names of the major prophets: Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. The minor prophets: Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. These books are prophetic messages from God to his people about future events. Many of the prophecies have already been fulfilled, but some remain to be fulfilled in the future. Find these prophetic books in your Bible. They're the last books in the Old Testament. Now, let's go to the New Testament. The New Testament has also been divided into four groups: Gospels, History, Letters, and Prophecy. The Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's, gospel means good news. The books tell about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. The purpose is to lead you to believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God. Find the Gospels in your Bible and then read John 20, verse 3, 31. Let's go to John 30, 31. John. Okay, John chapter, okay, I lost my page. 20, 31. 20. And you know, folks, if you have a computer, go online and go to eSword. It's called eSword. It has every possible book to study on. You can have a whole entire house full of biblical books to help you in your walk and your study and your in-depth walk with God. And it has every possible, it even has the King James 1611 in it. And it has the Geneva Bible. It has everything. It's amazing. And what a blessing it is. John 20, 31, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing in him, you might have life through his name. The book of history, there is one book of history in the New Testament, and that's the book of Acts. The book of Acts. This book tells how the church began, fulfilled Christ's commission to spread the gospel throughout the world. Locate this book in your Bible. Now, there's letters. There are 21 letters in the New Testament, and here they are. The names of these letters are Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and those two right there, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, tells how we are supposed to, those that are being called to be deacons, pastors, teachers. It is the instruction in the roadmap to be how we're supposed to be to serve God. If we can't follow those things, we shouldn't be doing it. Now, the other book is Philemon. I can't pronounce it. Philemon. Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1, 2, and 3 John, and Jude. The letters are addressed to all believers. The purpose is to guide them into living and help them to do what Jesus commanded. Romans 12 is a good example of their teaching. Turn to chapter 12 of Romans in your Bibles. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good an acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's, read that chapter. Read that chapter. It is an awesome chapter. The whole Bible is a life-changing book. It really is. If you want to be set free, you get to know your Lord Jesus Christ. He will, and I promise you, set you free. And he'll give you a life and an understanding and a peace that you just can't possibly imagine. Now, these letters are also called epistles. Now, the book of prophecy in the New Testament, of course, everybody knows, is Revelation. It tells of the final victory of Jesus and his people. Its purpose is to encourage you to keep living as a Christian should live until the end of time. Its message is summarized in Revelation 2:10. Okay? Now, here's your assignment for this week. Write the key verse from memory, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Question 2, what does the word Bible mean? Question 3, what does the word Scripture mean? Question 4, what are two major divisions of the Bible? How many books are in the Bible? That's question 5. Question 6, name four major groups into which the Old Testament books are divided. Question 7, name the four major groups into which the New Testament books are divided. Question 8, what is the meaning of the word testament? Okay. Question 9, what are four major purposes of the Bible? Give a Bible reference to support your answer. 10, what is meant by the unity of the Bible? Question 11, what is meant by the diversity of the Bible? 12, You'll need to go on to Ames to get this 12. And 13, which is the person of which the revelation of both testament centers? Give a Bible reference to support your answer. Okay? Friends, you know, it's so much fun to sit here and you know, teach God's word. And I really hope that you guys get a good understanding. We're going to be going through, that's chapter 1. We have 300 pages to go, okay? And we're going to do this every Friday until we're done. And then we're going to grab the next book, which will be a New Testament survey. And if you haven't, you know, if you haven't made the Lord your Savior, you know, you can confess Jesus, but you must go and learn who he is. You know, people, you know, Pastor Bob at the Kingdom of God Church, you know, he says, you know, people, you know, confess Jesus and they think they have fire insurance. Well, I agree with him. It's not fire insurance. You'll go straight to hell if you just keep on sinning, I think. But you need to know who Jesus is. Go find a Bible-believing church and get to know him. And know why you believe in him and get yourself baptized. Repent and be baptized, each and every one of you. I thank you. May the Lord richly bless you. And like I said, if this means anything to you, send me an email at visionarychristianchurch@gmail.com with your questions, answers, you know, if you need prayer, whatever. Send me an email. God bless.